Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
For the second straight year, a Duke-UNC game served as an omen for the end of the Blue Devils' season. This is Michael Coe filling in for Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. The comparisons between Duke's all-time Elite Eight collapse versus UConn Sunday and UNC's all-time first-round collapse against VCU are already being made. Both teams went up by 19 points and appeared to be cruising. Both fell victim to frenetic rallies and mental mistakes. Carolina's five-second violation and Caden Boozer's ill-fated pass will both go down in triangle infamy. But it was another UNC game which came to mind after the Huskies' epic win, when Braylon Mullins pulled up from near half court and swished the go-ahead three-pointer. The clock in the arena read 0.3 seconds and was later corrected to 0.4. That's exactly the amount of time that was left on the clock when Seth Trimble drilled his go-ahead three against Duke in the Smith Center in February. And how about this? Duke's radio broadcast immediately complained of UConn players running onto the floor after Mullins' shot, noting it should have been a technical foul. Remember the double court storming in Chapel Hill after the Trimble shot? UNC and UConn both were able to pull victories from the jaws of defeat after trailing nearly the entire game. The Tar Heels hadn't led at all until the final 0.4 seconds, and Mullins' shot gave the Huskies their first lead since the score was 2-0. In fact, each of Duke's three losses this season came when the Blue Devils had controlled the majority of the game. They were up by as many as 17 against Texas Tech in December before losing 82-81. And of course, it's hard not to think about Duke's meltdown in the Final Four against Houston last year. The Cooper Flag-led Devils were seemingly waltzing their way to Monday night before the never-say-die Cougars willed their way back into it, thanks to timely shot-making and a ferocious full-court press. That, too, was previewed by a game against UNC. In the ACC tournament earlier that month, the Tar Heels began to pressure the flag-less Blue Devils and nearly completed a miraculous rally. Only a Jalen Withers lane violation prevented what would have been the tying free throw. John Shire's meltdowns haven't come as frequently as Hubert Davis's, but they have come on much bigger stages. That's partly a credit to Shire for getting there in the first place, but also a reminder that, regardless of roster talent or coaching acumen, madness can happen to anyone. This is Michael Coe. I'll see you next time.